This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Post-match chat with chaps for that Millwall podcast where it's literally just finished at the New York Stadium. Rotherham 2, Millwall 1. No, that's not an awful April Fool's joke. We have just lost at Rotherham in the most typical Millwall fashion ever. If there was ever a game that you just knew we weren't going to win, but you at least get a point, and we haven't done. We've gone there and lost against a side that, to my knowledge, haven't won this year. They haven't scored in five games, and we've allowed them to score two and beat us 2-1. It was an incredibly poor performance, and I'm not going to get, you know, too aggy about it. It's not my style, as you know, if you listen to me, but it's really disappointing. It really is. It sucked us right back in. It's a huge game against Huddersfield next Saturday. Make no mistake about it, that is a massive six-pointer. We cannot afford to lose that game. We lose that game and we're back to within a point of Huddersfield, given the results that went today with the likes of QPR winning, Birmingham winning. Obviously, Huddersfield picked up a point. So, look, I'm going to do my best to keep my composure. It's my birthday weekend, so I've had a few beers as well. And thanks, Millwall. Thanks very much. You got a point when we needed at least three. But anyway, look, let's start as we always do, which is with the lineups. Now, it's very easy to say in hindsight, but I genuinely felt when I saw the lineup come out that it was wrong. And that's easy to say. You can, you know, I'm sure you're sitting there saying, well, it's easy for you to say that after the fact, mate, you know, blah, blah, blah. But genuinely, I expected Watmore to be dropped because I felt he wouldn't have the energy levels in him. And I just felt it was a good game to change things up. Even Rotherham made a few changes, you know. I just felt, in my view, there's not many games where we play that we are genuinely better quality-wise in opposition. And all we need to do was basically to match their effort levels and then just have the quality on top. Unfortunately, today, I don't think the effort was there. And I don't think it's from the lack of trying. I just think it was the players were tired. And obviously, in particular, in forward areas. And, you know, people laugh, joke and comment about Ryan Longman. But I would have started Ryan Longman. I would have started Norton Cuffey, personally. But look, it is what it is. It's too late to say now. So the lineup was, there were two changes. So Sarkic in goal, a back four right to left of Ryan Leonard, Javits Nkanga, Jake Cooper, and left back replacing the injured Joe Bryan, which I wasn't aware of, was Murray Wallace. And then in the centre of the park was the second change, Casper De Noor coming in for Billy Mitchell, playing alongside George Saville, Fleming behind a front three, which was the exact same of Duncan Watmore, George Honeyman, and Michael Obafemi. That was the side that started. The first 25 minutes, we were woeful.
I'm looking at my notes here. So I've watched the game. I haven't had an opportunity to look at anything back, but I've watched the game and I thought we were absolutely awful. Murray Wallace ended up going off quite early on. Hope he's all right, by the way. He got up instantly after being completely clattered by one of their forwards. And you could start to see that he just wasn't quite right with some of his decision making and even the way he was standing. So he came off and Danny Mac came on, who I thought was okay. But we were really poor. The only thing that wasn't poor in the first half was our fans. You could hear you loud and clear on Millwall TV. You were very, very loud. But that was pretty much the first 25 minutes. We did start to grow into the game. I felt that the bit that was missing for us in that first half was representative of a side that were tired. You know, we weren't winning the second balls like we normally do. There was a real lack of runners. You know, Watmore wasn't making the same runs he was against West Brom, and that's so vital for us. It didn't manifest itself the way we all hoped it would. I also think, you know, with Rotherham playing a very deep line, that doesn't really give Obafemi the opportunity to sort of play on the shoulder as he does against the likes of West Brom and stuff like that. So, you know, and I'm going to tell you a stat here. The last time we won a game where we had 50% possession or more was against Rotherham. And that was 3-0 at home this season, right? Before that, and any other team other than Rotherham, you've got to go back to February last year. So it's been 13 months since we've beaten a team with 50% possession. So Rotherham were like, well, here you go, have the ball, try and break us down. And could we do it? No, we couldn't. We did have a couple of good opportunities in the first half. I think Watmore, I think, was fouled. I'll talk about the referee in a second. Obafemi sort of turns, goes down, wasn't a foul, gives it to Denor, passes it to Fleming, and it's a super save from Victor Johansson, who is, and I agree with Mr. Carl Bates, who was doing the iFollow commentary, a superb goalkeeper at this level. He will be at least in the Championship next season, make no mistake about that. But it's a good save there. And then we have another good chance where Obafemi puts a good ball into the box and Cooper should do better, but heads it wide. But they were the only two real opportunities of the first half that we had. They didn't really do anything, but we go in goalless. And it's like, the way I felt was, we can't play as poorly as that. You know, we can't. And maybe again, in hindsight, Harris should have made some substitutions at half time. We come out the second half. The first sort of 5 minutes is very much the same, but then we do grow into it. And from, I've got written down here, from about 52 to sort of 62, there's a 10-minute spell where we have three or four really good opportunities, mainly from corners. And they're a big side, so that does surprise me. But we had a good save from a Fleming header from Johansson. We then have the ball off the line from Fleming. Danny Mac has a good shot on 65. In between that, their best chance on 60, but plays it straight at Sarkic. Watmore blazes over on 62. And then 64, superb defending from Tanganga to stop a certain counter-attack from their perspective. And then he has probably our best chance before the goals start to go in on 68, where he gets himself free. And yes, it's a very good save from Victor Johansson, but Tango should do better there and we should go 1-0 up. But you get to the 70-minute mark and we should be at least 1-0 up, right? But it's all pretty much from set pieces. We didn't create a whole lot here from set play. It was two poor sides. And up to the 60-minute mark, you look at that and you're probably thinking, as a neutral, which side here is bottom of the league and basically already relegated, and which side isn't? And that's just how bad it was. It really, really wasn't good. And I've seen a lot of emotional reaction on Twitter and various things, and I expect that. But you've got to look at the trend here. And for people saying, oh, Harris is at his depth, well, you know, what about the previous results he's got? Because I can assure you, certain other managers wouldn't have got them. This team is not that good. And if you honestly think it is, then I think today you've got a stark realisation. We went toe-to-toe with Rotherham. We went for the same sort of style. We got sucked into their way of playing, and we were not good enough. And we aren't good enough. We're not very good. We are a bottom six side on paper. And if you think anything else, and that is with the likes of Obafemi, Tanganga and Fleming in the side, we're not that good. There is not much quality there. And what you saw today was a very tired team. We don't have many options off the bench in order to affect games in an attacking sense. But that's where, in my opinion, Harris got it wrong today. Harris should have made some changes in the forward areas, even if it means Ryan Longman comes into the starting lineup. I know that's not very, popular, but it's the truth. But Rotherham take the lead. And again, this is a side that haven't scored for five games. Sebastian Revan, who I actually thought was pretty good, to be fair. We had a very good game, but it's just so poor to give away. The ball goes up to Eves. Eves holds the ball up. Cooper needs to do better. Eves is bullying him at this stage. Holds the ball up. It then makes its way to the edge of the box. And Sebastian Revan has so much time. Just watch it back. The amount of time he has got to just open his body up, take a shot. And a lot of people are blaming Sarkic online. And I think when I initially saw the goal go in, I did. But if you watch it back, Eves is right in his eye line. He doesn't see it till it's too late.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And trust me, I'd be very, very quick to blame Sarkic, but that one I don't particularly blame him. Cooper should do better. We're poor to track runners, and then we give Revan so much time. It's embarrassing. It really, really is. Then, almost instantly, we go down the other end. And how we don't score through Michael Obafemi, I'll never know. It somehow manages not to go in. But then from the resulting corner, a bit of ping pong into the box and a real scrappy goal. And we equalise through Ryan Longman on 78. At this point, we have made the substitutions. You know, Norton Cuffey's come on at this stage. Obviously, Longman, who scored the goal. And it's like, let's take the game to them. And I felt we did. And actually, I flipped between through Millwall's commentary and Rotherham's commentary for the game because I'm really interested in hearing what Rotherham said. And the Rotherham commentator said we really did put it on them in the second half. But ultimately, it doesn't matter because the team that therefore go down the other end and score a goal. Now, I haven't seen the replay of this. I've seen it one take. So all I can remember is a ball comes into the box. Tango and White go up. To me, it looks like a foul on Tango. I've seen it once. So if you want to comment and slate my opinion in the comments, whatever, fine. I've seen it once. It looks like a foul. It's not given. Therefore, you can say Tango needs to do better, needs to be stronger, and it goes into the back of the net. And Rotherham score the second goal. And then after that, we create the square root of jack shit. And they go on to win the game, which is just so poor. Guys, you've got to remember, I'm filming this instantly after the game. So I am full of as much pent-up emotion as I'm sure you are. So bear that in mind. I'm smiling through the struggle, gents, ladies and gents. I can assure you. So it's tough to take, but they go 2-1 up. You're looking at the results around us, and it is almost their worst nightmare. It is an April Fool's Day joke. It is so bad, but I will call it as I see it. And I think Harris got the lineup wrong today. I think what he needed was energy and legs, and the likes of Norton Cuffey that used to play for Rotherham would have been really up for it. I think Longman, people don't rate him, but Longman, to me, gives as much as Honeyman does in an effort department. You know, Honeyman hasn't scored and assisted. You know, I don't understand hate against Ryan Longman, to be honest, and I'm sure I'll be giving pelters for that. And by the way, guys, look, you know, I appreciate every comment that's left on these. I really do, because it shows you're engaged, it shows you're listening, and it shows that you're essentially commenting on my video, and I appreciate all of it, believe me. But if you have a contrasting opinion, that's fine. That's what football is, you know. Football is a game of opinions. And if you agree with mine, fantastic. If you don't, then quite simply, tell me that in a very pragmatic, diplomatic way, or just don't watch it. That is simple as that. And if people want to come in here and comment and have debates, I'm more than happy to. Let's have a debate. We should maybe do a show at the end of the season where we bring on a couple of people that listen to this show. We'll do a bit of a round table. If people are up for that, let's do it. I'll happily facilitate that. So that's all this is, guys. Yeah, I do this for a laugh, and that's all it is, I think. At the end of the day, you don't have to agree with my opinion. I would imagine most of you don't, right? But you know, I put myself in the firing line, and I appreciate that, and not everyone's going to agree with it. But it's very easy to make comments and things like that. But, you know, let's have a conversation then. Let's do that. At the end of the season, we'll organise a round table, and I already know a few chaps that want to get involved, and I look forward to that, because this is our beautiful game that we love. And you know, it'd be very easy for me to come in here right now. It's now 5:30 as I look at it, so I'm literally recording it straight after, and trust me, I'm full of emotion, full of anger, but I don't think you guys want to see me come in here and shout and swear and F and blind, because there's plenty enough of that goes on. So that's where we are. And our team have lost today. Our team have lost. We're back in the relegation dogfight. And anything, we cannot lose against Huddersfield. You know, we've got... And I haven't heard, as I say, I haven't heard Harris's post-match, but he will be furious with that. But I also think he got the starting lineup wrong. And, you know, I love Neil Harris, and it struggles me and pains me to say a bad word about him. But good people can still make decisions, bad decisions. And I think he made bad decisions today. Watmore, for example, did not look fit enough to start the game. Always like the look of Adam Mayo, by the way, when he comes on. Very direct, but it's easy to say when there's only 10 minutes left. But again, in Harris's defence, what I would say quite clearly is look at the bench. There's no Imaku, there's no Bradshaw, you know, there's no Nisbet. There is no central striker to bring on. Tom Lee was on the bench today, you know. I don't know anything about him. But anyway, look, I think if the stats serve me correctly, I'm just going to double check. We had 21 shots and 58% possession today. We had an XG of 2.2 versus their 0.84. And somehow we've lost that game 2-1. If you isolate that game and you look at the stats, you walk away from that saying we've been unlucky. And, you know, I'm sure there'll be Rotherham fans listening to this and give me your opinion, you know. Were we as poor as I'm sure all of our fans will make out, or were we just unlucky? I don't know. But I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We've lost the game and we put ourselves back into an awful position. And do you know what it did? It really reminded me of the Wigan game last year where they were woeful and we went there with a real chance of getting in the playoffs and we blew it. And I think we lost the game. I don't know if it was 2-0, 2-1, 1-0. We lost by a goal, I think. It was just horrendous. And that reminded me of that today. We seem to have one of those games every season where the writing is just on the wall. Next Saturday is huge. Okay. So Leicester host Birmingham. And we could really do with Leicester doing us a favour there. QPR plays Sheffield Wednesday. So in reality, I think now we probably want a QPR win to keep Sheffield Wednesday where they are. And then, as I said, you know, we cannot afford to lose next week away at Huddersfield. So if you go in, I'm away. At the minute, I just feel like I'm never in this poxy country, but I'm away. So if you go in, fair play to you. We really do need at least a point. We can't lose. Yes. Man of the match. very, very, very difficult. I don't think anyone played particularly well. I thought Denoor obviously came back into the side. I thought he was very poor first 20 minutes, but I thought he really grew into the game. If I had to give a man of the match, up until the point they scored their second, it probably would have been Tango, but he shouldn't be beaten for that header. I thought Danny Mac did okay when he came on. Saville was all right. I'd probably give it to Fleming. I don't know. Fleming, I felt, tried. I know that's not saying much, but tried. Probably had the best couple of games, best couple of chances that we had in that game. But it was just, I don't know. I can assure you, gents, it's very hard to not F and blind. And I'm actually staring at my screen, looking at some WhatsApp messages. The main man, Bobby, is infuriated, and I am too, mate. So I'm just looking at your messages right now. It was shocking. It's an embarrassing defeat. And I'm sure Neil Harris will have many things to say after that game. But look, that's it. It is a typical. I mean, you put Millwall and April Fool's Day together and you lose at Rotherham, right? I mean, that just sums it up. So, look, it is what it is. It's only a game of football. I think Harris probably got the lineup wrong. The players look absolutely shattered, particularly the front three. But at the same time, who would you change him for? That's the problem. We go again. We're not in the bottom three. It's still in our hands. That is absolutely key. We must get something at Huddersfield next week. It's going to be a long 6 days until then. But as always, thank you very much for listening. Please do like, comment, subscribe. Let's get a bit of a roundtable going at the end of the season so we can compare all of our different views. I'm definitely going to facilitate that. So drop me a message if you fancy coming on. Drop me a DM on Twitter and then we'll sort it out. But listen, I hope you've had a lovely Easter weekend despite it ending in the way it did. Thank you again for listening. Bye for now.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.